The FBI says it has disrupted a plot to bomb train tunnels crossing under the Hudson River between New York and New Jersey. The agency says at least 8 individuals on 3 continents were involved, and that 3 of them are now in the custody of foreign governments. The announcement came after part of the story was leaked to the New York Daily News, and in the midst of local complaints that the city does not receive enough Homeland Security funding. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
The year-long investigation involved the interception of online discussions among a 31-year-old Lebanese man and 7 other conspirators. Unlike several other high-profile terror cases, the FBI says this one did not involve a sting operation in which agents pretend to be part of the plot. Mark Mershon, who runs the New York office of the FBI, says the Lebanese man has confessed to authorities there that he intended to blow up tunnels used by the PATH train system.
We're here today to discuss what we believe is the real deal. This is a plot that would have involved martyrdom, explosives, and certain of the tubes that connect New Jersey with Lower Manhattan.
Mershon identified the man as Asim Hamoud of Beirut and said that he had pledged allegiance to Osama bin Laden. He declined to provide further details about other suspects or which 6 foreign governments aided the investigation. Mershon says he believes this group was a real threat based on the nature of the discussion.
Where it appeared the individuals were about to go to a phase where they would attempt to surveil targets, establish a regimen of attack, and acquire the resources necessary to effectuate the attacks. And at that point, I think it's entirely appropriate to take it down.
The foiling of the plot drew praise from New York City officials, and Mayor Michael Bloomberg repeated his call for more Homeland Security funds. He says the arrests show once again that New York is at higher risk than other cities.
When you catch a terrorist and look at the map in his or her pocket, it is always a map of New York. It's not a map of some other place. And the American government should give out Homeland Security monies based on risk.
The FBI says none of the suspects in the tunnel bombing plot had ever entered the U.S. They say there are no U.S. charges against the suspects, and American authorities are not seeking their extradition. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.